Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A young woman goes to the emergency room with a fracture of her leg bone, the femur. When she arrives, the bone is clearly broken, but it's going to take a while to get the x-rays, call the surgeon to repair it, and prepare the operating room. In that time, she expects that a doctor will assess her pain and prescribe some appropriate treatment to reduce her suffering while all the preparations are completed. Well, it turns out that whether she gets the pain medication and the strength of the pain medicine is more a result of her skin color than her injury. Research has shown that if she is black and has an identical injury to a white person, her pain is likely to be undertreated compared to those who are white. Joseph Friedman is a researcher who studies pain.
Very recently, there have been studies that have come out where they survey a large number of medical students and medical providers and find that a shocking number of physicians and students actually still believe that people of different racial groups feel pain differently, have different pain thresholds.
While implicit bias can play a role in doctors' behavior, so does socialization.
The history of the war on drugs, the history of drugs in America is a highly racialized history. And so physicians go into a medical encounter, into any clinical encounter, with all of this sort of psychological baggage about what kinds of people seek drugs, who is a trustworthy patient who should receive a prescription for something like an opioid.
Other research has shown that some medical professionals unconsciously believe that the black body and the Native American body is biologically different and in many cases stronger than the white body and therefore needs less pain medicine. This belief goes back generations to at least the time of slavery. A recent study of nearly 1 million kids, all of whom had appendicitis, showed that black kids, relative to white kids, were less likely to receive any pain medicine and were also less likely to receive narcotic pain medicine for their documented pain. But the problem isn't just the undertreatment of pain. There is what Joseph Friedman, the lead researcher of a recent pain study, describes as a double-sided epidemic. His study shows that systemic racism has led to the overtreatment and addiction of low-income whites. But on the other side, there's also a problem with the undertreatment of non-white people who are in pain or in need of medications for psychiatric conditions.
Firstly, we need to be very careful about the way that we're cracking down on prescriptions for opioids. Previous studies have shown that in general, when you monitor who is receiving prescriptions for controlled substances, the rate goes down, but it doesn't go down equally. It disproportionately goes down among communities of color. And in many cases, it can go down for people who actually have a legitimate medical need that requires these medications.
In this most recent opioid outbreak, the irony is that these two forces, the overtreatment of whites and the undertreatment of people of color, contributed to shielding communities of color from the brunt of addiction to prescription opioids and death. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.